Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Friday, May 30th, 2014. And here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, how militarizing federal agents makes U.S. citizens potential targets. And InfoWars continues exclusive coverage of Bilderberg 2014.
All over the news that a lot of even U.S. publications are saying, yeah, this looks pretty serious. Why isn't this being covered? I mean, they're going now from ignoring it to laughing at us and admitting it's real to not laughing at us. Only a few publications called us people that believe in space aliens and lizards.
Yesterday, the Washington Post disclosed a disturbing Department of Defense directive detailing which circumstances might be appropriate for the federal government to use lethal military force against us. That's right, the American people. In a December 2010 directive entitled Defense Support of Civil Authorities, the DOD talks about plans regarding military support for civilian law enforcement. So much for posse comitatus. Another blatant constitutional violation, as it looks like the federal government continues to prepare for war against the American people. Now, this would go into effect in the event of a large-scale, unexpected civil disturbance when federal action, including the use of military force, will be authorized by the President, the Secretary of Defense, or other civil authorities. Now, don't act so surprised, folks. I mean, we've been warning you about this for a very long time. And don't forget, it was the DOD training manuals that we discovered last year, along with the DHS, official DHS studies. They listed the Patriot Movement, the Liberty Movement, and the Tea Party as potential terrorists, along with parents who homeschool their children, returning veterans, law-abiding gun owners, and you, the conspiracy theorist watching this right now, you might be a potential terrorist according to the insane federal government. Now, the DOD training manual says, for example, nowadays, instead of dressing in sheets or publicly espousing hate messages, many extremists will talk of individual liberties and states' rights, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and they also talk about how to make the world a better place. That's right. It also says that the founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. And I'm telling you, we are just one false flag terror attack away from a total federal takeover. Now, just look at the nation's police departments, for example. They are totally militarized. They've got SWAT teams. They have armored vehicles designed for warfare. They have unmanned drones. I mean, they already resemble an occupying army. Meanwhile, the DHS is stockpiling billions of rounds of ammunition, and the U.S. military just built a $96 million training facility in Virginia that looks just like an American city. Our very own Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and David Knight, they were able to get exclusive footage of the training facility just before being detained by military police. So the military and police are preparing for civil unrest, and the U.S. government can now determine when it's appropriate to use lethal military force against Americans. Wow, I tell you what, a brave new world indeed. Meanwhile, the RAND Corporation and the New York Times, they are hyping up a new domestic terror threat. The RAND Corporation is working with the CIA, the FBI, the National Counterterrorism Center, and the DHS to hustle in the next phase in the perpetual war on manufactured terrorism. This is in an article on InfoWars.com by Kurt Nimmo. We are now supposed to be worried about American-born and bred terrorists trained by al-Nusra in Syria returning home to wage jihad in the heartland. And this comes after a reported suicide truck bombing allegedly conducted by an unidentified American in Syria. So this is a shadowy and nameless American terrorist. Sounds like a CIA co-op to me. I mean, they're the ones that created the various Al-Qaeda terrorist groups to begin with. Yes, our government funds Al-Qaeda, or better known around here as Al-Qaeda. Now, yesterday was the start of the Bilderberg Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, and as usual, Most of the media outlets, with the exception of a handful of alternative media sites, are completely ignoring this historical event that is attended each year for the last, 50 years or so by the most influential people in the world. InfoWars, however, continues to put this globalist event and their secretive agenda front and center. And joining us now from Copenhagen, Denmark, is InfoWars Nightly News anchor David Knight, bringing us exclusive coverage from Bilderberg 2014. Hey, right off the bat, tell us a little bit about the significance of the mainstream media blackout when it comes to Bilderberg, because, I mean, we're talking about the most powerful organization in the world, basically fixing the world policies behind closed doors, yet there continues to be a blackout when it comes to these meetings, almost as if the power elite controls the mainstream media. Have you seen any mainstream media there? Tell us about any mainstream media coverage that you've witnessed.
None at all. Actually, there was a little bit of coverage this morning from the Danish media. And it was, the purpose of that was to essentially change the story from Bilderberg and what's happening there, coverage of the guy that was arrested yesterday. So what you see happening here is what they've always been doing. And of course, throughout past Bilderberg events, it's always been the Washington Post, the New York Times executives that have shown up at Bilderberg. They've been as much a part of this as the bankers, the politicians, the spies. It's also been the mainstream press, and David Rockefeller has even been quoted as saying thank you for your coverage or non-coverage of Bilderberg, essentially, to paraphrase what he was saying. We couldn't have done it without you. So he thanked them for the fact that they weren't covering it. But what they always do, just like they did last year, they'll try to find something that's fringy or kooky, and they will cover that. And, of course, they need to think about what they perceive as excessive force, whether or not that force was justified or not. Certainly the guy deserved to be arrested. The question is, did they continue using force after he had been subdued? And that's a judgment and a discussion that the Danish people need to have. And of course, they have a police issue with excessive force, just as we do back in the States.
Well, that's right. And on the rare occasion that I do see the mainstream media covering Bilderberg, they really downplay the significance, almost as if it's a casual gathering, like they're there just to play golf or something like that. But we know better. We know that they are there to set a global agenda. And what kind of policies are being set this year, and who's attending this year?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Bilderberg and about the CFR. And about the Trilateral Commission. That kind of puts it, I think, in a perspective, because it's kind of a chronological perspective that started with that. Going back to the early 1900s, you had in the Wilson administration, they created the Council on Foreign Relations. And, of course, Wilson was a big one-world government guy. You know, they created the League of Nations. He was on board with that whole agenda. Well, after the CFR was created, it was only in America that they were operating. And they essentially ran most of the State Department, the department that's government, and that continued on. Virtually all of the presidential candidates and the presidential opponents of the two major parties were all CFR members throughout the 20th century. Even Reagan, who wasn't. Reagan and Goldwater were the standouts who were not part of the CFR. But even Reagan, when he got elected, he appointed over 300 CFR members into the government. So they have been the shadow government. They've exerted a lot of influence. And, of course, their agenda has been to create a global government. Now, in the 1950s, in 1954, actually, 60 years ago, Bilderberg held their first event. Now, what that did was that scope was changed from just being in the United States to being the United States and Western Europe. And then in 1973, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, working under David Rockefeller, created the Trilateral Commission.
That's right.
They extended that then from up to North America to Asia. Now what we're seeing this year in 2014, they're bringing in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're bringing in the Transatlantic Partnership. What they're trying to do is to implement the schemes and the dreams of David Rockefeller and those people for a global governance that is essentially being run by multinational corporations, bankers, and the people who consider themselves to be the elite. They don't like the sovereign states. And so that's what they're trying to do this year. They're trying to do that, and it's a lot It's about a lot more than just economic issues and trade. It's also about taking control of the internet, trying to do things with these Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership, do things that they could not get passed with SOPA, PIPA, ACTA, CISPA. They were not able to get those enacted in legislation, so now they're trying to do that through the back door, negotiating these treaties that are every bit as secretive as Bilderberg. Allowed to see what's going on with these treaties, not even our elected officials. And that's essentially, in essence, the same thing that's happening here at Bilderberg.
Well, that's right. This is about the consolidation of power by the World Banks. They're the ones that are calling the shots. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's all about money. And, you know, when I was talking to Alex, he had a very, very perceptive take on this mayor of Atlanta. You know, we know that they bring politicians in and they groom them to become president or whatever, if they're going to be an obedient puppet, let's say. Well, this mayor of Atlanta, why is this guy coming in? Well, Alex said, you know, maybe that's part of it. But the other part of it is that Atlanta has a red hot real estate market. And if anybody knows what's going on at local government, they know that at the local level, really, the politicians that are predominating there are all about real estate. They usually come from a real estate background. At least that's been the case in the cities where I've lived, because there's a lot of money to be made if you rezone areas. And they can build that out. So Alex's comment was maybe this mayor of Atlanta is there passing on some insider information or getting things set up for these bankers to make money. But, of course, there's the political aspect of it, too. They do want to have a puppet. And in the past, we have seen that a year after an unknown governor from Arkansas went to Bilderberg, Bill Clinton became president. Shortly after Tony Blair went to Bilderberg, he became prime minister. Margaret Thatcher came to Bilderberg, and they did not hit it off. She was very angry with their agenda once she found out what was going on. And within 1 week, 1 year, she was replaced by essentially an internal coup within her own party. They removed her. So we see this has happened over and over again. There's a lot of control. And essentially, it's about the money, because they want to own everything. They don't want there to be a middle class. They want to take over control of everything, that they can never have enough. You know, when they asked David Rockefeller how much is enough, he famously said, just a little bit more. Well, they always want more.
Well, that's right. And so far, what has the climate been like since you've been there? I know you're under constant surveillance. Our cameraman and editor, Josh, he was detained by police along with independent journalist Luke Radowski. I heard he got detained, and Dan Dix. So you're under constant surveillance. Do you feel like you're under a constant threat?
Well, before we got here, they were arrested, and they basically tried to arrest everyone who was anywhere around the area that was associated with alternative media, just guilt by association. You know, it was Dan Dix and Luke Radowski who went over and confronted the people there. But, you know, anybody who was just in the area, they wanted to try to arrest them. And then even people who weren't down there at that time, Charlie Skelton from The Guardian, his wife, they were evicted from the hotel just because they had been seen talking to these people that they subsequently arrested. So that kind of guilt by association. But, you know, just before we went on air yesterday, Josh was walking out of this hotel where I'm broadcasting from here carrying a camera. He wasn't shooting anything. And the police were called on him, and they rushed to intercept him and detain him. My wife came down and got me and said, you know, they got Josh. I think they're going to arrest him. He was considered to be a, quote, suspicious person or whatever because he was carrying a camera.
But
I mean,
David,
that's absolutely impressive.
That's obvious. He was not in the free speech zone. If he should have stayed in the free speech zone, it would have been all right. So
that's right. But, hey, you know.
Go ahead. Hey, your Skype's cutting out a little bit right there. I think we got him back. Hey, tell us about any new developments.
Well, you know, we didn't mention it to Alex earlier, Darren, but, you know, there's been a lot of petty, vindictive harassment. That article went up. It went up in the afternoon, and they immediately came after us. They were immediately aware of it because we're the only media that's covering Bilderberg. The police came over and got in our face. We had been taking pictures along with other journalists in a designated area, and they immediately got in our face and demanded our credentials, you know, your identity papers, please, and told us that we all had to leave. That's right. They thought they had us. But I have my identity paper. I got my press card, so they couldn't throw me out. But
Well, it looks like his Skype is cutting out. Let's give those guys a break. We'll try to get a hold of them later. Meanwhile, the Bilderberg coverage will continue. Be sure to go to Infowars.com/B for Bilderberg. David Knight and Josh Owens will have live streams and updates all weekend long, including a big protest scheduled for tomorrow. This will be just outside the Marriott Hotel, where the power elite have gathered once again to plan their global government. And that means economic, political, and military integration worldwide, which also means 1776 worldwide. And the InfoWars Nightly News will be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. Some interesting developments in the White House, as the Obama administration had 2 senior officials fall on their swords today. The first, the head of the VA, General Shinseki. He has taken the fall for the veterans' health care scandal. And the head liar, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney, has also announced he is going to step down. And here's a quick look at some of Jay Carney's most memorable moments.
What city does this administration consider to be the capital of Israel, Jerusalem or Tel Aviv?
I haven't had that question in a while. Our position has not changed, Connie. Can we...
What's the capital?
You know our position.
She doesn't know.
That's why she asked.
That under Secretary Shinseki's leadership, there has been a firm dedication to providing the kind of services that our veterans deserve, and we have decreased the disability claims.
Given the evidence that we're seeing coming out, the suggestions that veterans have actually died waiting to get
the word you use is essential, because you said the suggestion. And this matter is under investigation. I would point you to what the IG said yesterday.
But here you are praising the VA for all the things that have done under, been undone under Shinseki's leadership.
When was the president first made aware of these problems, of these fraudulent lists that were being kept to hide the wait times? When was he first made aware of those problems?
These problems, the fact that there
have been
bureaucracies
for some time, but the fraudulent
lists. You mean the specific allegations that I think were reported first by your network out of Phoenix? I believe we learned about them through the reports. I will double check if that's not the case, but. That's when we learned about them, and that's when, as I understand it, Secretary Shinseki learned about them.
It's not about Benghazi. Why turn it over in a Benghazi suit?
It seems
you would have to ask State Department about their process for responding to FOIA requests. Again, you can just read it and then decide for yourself.
You just had an attack on a U.S. consulate in Benghazi. You had Americans killed. You knew full well that what Susan Rice was primarily going to be asked about was about that attack, a terrorist attack on a U.S. consulate in Benghazi.
Can I read the promo from your show, ABC, this week?
We now know that that was not true, that, in fact, the CIA director, former director Morrell, just testified last month that, quote, when she talked about the video, my reaction was, that's not something the analysts have attributed this attack to. It did not come from the CIA. You stood there at the podium time after time and said that she was referring to talking points created by the CIA. Now we see a document that comes from the White House, not from the CIA, attributing the protests to the video. And we have the former director of the CIA saying that that was not something that his analysts had attributed.
That document that we're talking about today was about the overall environment in the Muslim world.
Say that the attack at Benghazi was rooted in a protest over the video? That's what she said.
I know that you and I are both in a different time zone right now, but we're still in April of 2014, and this is a discussion about what she said and what turned out to be the case that we have had dozens of times in this room.
Not at all. The question is about, was there a conflict? And if you don't think it's a conflict, explain to us why it isn't.
It's a hypothetical.
What does it have to do with Benghazi at all?
Well, because
you can bypass the website and apply by phone or in person, and then it can be done in 25 minutes. But these memos say that at the end of the day, we are all stuck in the same queue because they all have to go through the same portal.
John, I get it. But the person who calls isn't the one who continues to wait after the paper application is filled.
Your mocking is entertaining, but the president said that you could apply within 25 minutes.
See, but John, we have never said that you wouldn't, that the process, the end point of the process wouldn't still have to go through healthcare.gov. So this is not...
Actually, that's not true, Jay. Look at your own words on October 21st, the same day. You said you can roll over the phone, you can roll in person. October 23rd, you said there are four ways to enroll in the exchanges. You didn't say they all have to go through healthcare.gov. You said there are four ways to enroll in exchanges.
You don't
by
have
phone,
to go through
in
healthcare.gov. I'm not sure what you think you've discovered here, John, if you're asking me...
When the president said you can bypass the website, because you just said that it all has to go through the website. So is it?
I think we've been through this. You have an experience with, you have a conversation with somebody in the call-in center, you give them your information, they process it for you, they bypass the creation of an account, which is where most of the bottlenecks were happening for users on the website. Eventually, that still has to go through healthcare.gov, but you've done the work with...
It didn't do the eventually part.
John, I give up.
Well, look.
We do not, this president, any president, does not command the nation's attention. You're right, it is a campaign. The president... is campaigning for growth and jobs. He is out there. He is out there campaigning for growth and jobs.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
A new vaccine meant to counter HIV may actually increase the chances of contracting the disease. A new study shows that recipients of an experimental vaccine manufactured by Merck using a genetically modified adenovirus actually increased their risk of contracting HIV infection. Researchers randomly assigned 800 uninfected, sexually active adults around South Africa with either the vaccine or a placebo. The results showed those receiving the vaccine had a 70% increased risk of contracting HIV versus those given the placebo. Now with this new discovery, the vaccine-enhanced risk of acquiring HIV-1 clearly shows that the cure offered from an HIV vaccine might actually be worse than doing nothing at all. And this is also the case for the Gardasil vaccine. It's been shown that vaccinating young girls with Gardasil may actually increase their risk of contracting cervical cancer. With the recent resurgence of measles, whooping cough, and varicella in highly immunized populations, research like this speaks to fundamental flaws in vaccine-centric healthcare. Children receive nearly 50 vaccines by the time they are 6 years old. 26 of those are administered by their first birthday, potentially compromising the brain and immune system at a critical developmental stage. Instead of epidemics of measles and polio, now we have epidemics of chronic autoimmune and neurological disease.
Co-founder and president of the National Vaccine Information Center, Barbara Lowe Fisher, says that
in the last 20 years, rates of asthma and attention deficit disorder have doubled. Diabetes and learning disabilities have tripled. Chronic arthritis now affects nearly 1 in 5 Americans, and in many states, autism has increased by 300% or more. And the assumption that these mass vaccination policies are playing no role is not only unscientific, it's dangerous. With so many unanswered questions about the safety and necessity of giving so many vaccines to children, the right to informed consent to vaccination takes on even greater legal and ethical significance. The issue of informed consent transcends medicine. What about the constitutional concept of individual freedom? If they can now tag, track you down, and force you to be injected with a biological agent of unknown toxicity today, what sort of other individual freedoms can they take away from you in the name of the greater good tomorrow?
Hey, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, next Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, Texas time, that is. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll see you back right here on Monday. Good night. Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA.
And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.